Hi, aloha, and welcome to Spiritually Wealthy. My name is Jennifer O'Neill, and today I'm going to be talking to you about the super moon, the full moon, whatever you want to call it. It is a super moon, and it is amplifying energies to the 10th degree. So we need to talk about this a little bit more, especially if you're sensitive like myself, because it is dragging up some things for people, and I think that you will find it very helpful to just at least be aware of why things might be coming to the surface so intensely right now and kind of what to do about it. So right now, as I talked about in the other podcast, we have Venus in retrograde. And as you know, that's affecting a lot of different areas as far as love, money, past relationships, and all of these things. You're wanting to revisit. Venus in retrograde is really going to be forcing you to revisit some of those aspects in your life. With this super moon, with this full moon, the universe has given us another task. It wants us to be handling some other things a little bit differently for the future, because retrograde, we're talking about past stuff. This super moon is preparing us for some future dynamics, some future shifting, okay? So while Venus is in retrograde with this super moon, those aspects that I talked about in the last podcast are going to be amplified really a lot right now, probably for the next at least week or so. So if you're dealing with relationship dynamics, if you're dealing with financial instability or the feeling of being financially unstable, or dealing with, you know, past relationships, all the things that we talked about, those things might start to amplify in a way that could be causing you some anxiety, and or you're like, I don't know what's going on with this particular situation. So that is going to amplify for you, which is really fantastically great, right? Yeah, it's great, because they're usually things we don't want to deal with. When you have a planet going in retrograde, such as Venus, these are things that you would typically stuff down really nice and tight and bottle it up, and we just don't want to deal with that right now. They might be some emotionally traumatic experiences that you had regarding your relationship or money flow, or even your self-confidence, that type of thing you might have experienced a while ago and thought, oh, I dealt with that, I handled that just fine. When the super moon comes around and goes, no, you didn't. Nope, no, 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 you did not. And here's where you stored it. And it brings it all to the surface. And so you might find yourself being very emotionally vulnerable right now with any emotionally traumatic experiences that you had with any of those things in your life. And that can be somewhat confusing, especially when you're talking about things that might have happened, like with money flow, when maybe you were younger, because those things you don't really correlate to your current money situation. And I do want to talk about the money stuff right now, because I did do a money meditation for you just specifically for this instance, but you can really use it anytime. What a lot of people don't realize is when we have emotional trauma type experiences, and I hate to use those words, but things of emotional overwhelm that we didn't process correctly, a lot of times you think you've processed it. You think, oh, nope, I handled that. It's a done deal, like that's in the past. And what a lot of people don't realize is the way that energy works, and we're dealing with universal energy here also with planetary alignment and all that, right? And we are energetic beings, and our energy does affect our health, our money, our purpose, our love life. It affects these things very strongly. And when we have situations where we're experiencing emotional overwhelm, a lot of times, though, our coping mechanism is to really stuff that way down inside and then not revisit it and be like, oh, that was in the past. The way energy works is nothing's in the past. It's all on the table. So everything that happened to you when you were 10, 15, 20, 30, whatever, 5, is concurrently in your energetic. It's concurrently happening at this very moment in time. So where you may have a time reference, universal energy, planetary energy, your energetic body does not. Everything you have experienced in your lifetime, you are experiencing as if it's happened to you right at this very moment. That can be really confusing to the brain because the brain has a time frame of in the past, right? So a lot of times, just as I will be talking about in some of the other podcasts on health and healing, you don't realize how much you are impacted energetically by situations that happened during your childhood and teen years and all of that. Well, during this Venus in retrograde, we're being forced to go backwards anyways into our energetic storage and find these things. They will begin to surface without us wanting them to, because the universe is going, you're dealing with this. Sorry, you pretended like you did, but you didn't. I found it in your energetic system. Here's where it is, and here you go. You're going to deal with it now. And that exposes itself as anxiety, worry, fear, depression, that sort of thing. Now, why is this happening at this moment in time? It's happening at this moment in time because we're still slowly shifting frequencies. And with this new moon, or not new moon, full moon, and with the energy that is we are moving into with 2023, 2024, we are being forced to rebrand ourselves in a sense. That's the way that I like to explain it to people. You're in the process of the universe saying, here's your opportunity. And not only is your opportunity, but I am going to push you in the direction of rebranding your life. Rebranding who you are. You no longer match this vibrational self that you've been living like or with since you were born or for so many years ago. This no longer suits you with our new energy of the earth and the universe and the planets and where we're spiritually headed as a whole. This no longer suits our brand. So you have to rebrand yourself if you want to come along with this new frequency. This frequency requires an upgrade. It's kind of like, remember those, this is funny, kind of, I just thought of this, but remember those really old iPhones that used to work on, I don't even remember the wave it worked on, but now you can only get 5G if you have a certain type of phone or something like that. It's like that. The frequency of the earth and the planets and all of that has upgraded. It is heightened. And your old frequency will no longer match where the new universe is headed and is slowly morphing into. And what happens when that happens is two things. You either get rebranded, you rebrand yourself, which entails letting go of a lot of things in your life. Or you don't rebrand yourself and you stay stuck right where you are, which is a very, trust me, very uncomfortable situation to be in. You don't want to be stuck in a situation where you're not rebranding yourself because it's not going to feel good at all. And what I mean by rebranding yourself is your old life, as far as finances, love, career, it might not be all of them. You'll know which ones it's affecting. But you're going to feel the urge, or you're going to be enduring circumstances that are forcing you out of those old dynamics. So when it comes to, like, for instance, a relationship, you may not necessarily be ending a relationship, or you could be ending a relationship. If you're in a long-term relationship, it could be that you're redoing the dynamics of your relationship. You're restructuring your boundaries. Maybe you feel like you weren't living in the most healthy place, so you are desiring to go to a more healthy place within your relationship. And so you're maybe your communication's different, you know, etc. Or maybe relationship is not where you're being affected, but you're being affected in the house of money or career. Those things kind of go together, which is why I said that. So if you're dealing with an unstable money situation where maybe you're like, I don't know what's happening. My money felt stable before. I didn't feel unstable financially before, but now all of a sudden, this is not cool. My money dynamics have shifted. My income might be going down. Maybe if you're running a business, it's not the same. Maybe it's amplifying, or maybe career-wise, you're being pushed in a new direction. And it's scary. It's really, really scary when anything regarding, you know, your love life or finances no longer feels stable, and or that you're being pushed in a direction you're not really prepared to go because were comfortable right where you were. Well, when it comes to this rebranding everything to get on this new frequency, the universe says, I don't care if you're comfortable where you were, because that actually wasn't working for you. And to be in this new frequency, there's good health and happiness and a really nice money flow, and you're not vibing with that right now. So I can't let you in the door until you start to rebrand your stuff, and then you're going to be on our vibe of a better money flow, healthier relationships, healthier, physically health, healthier dynamic all the way around. So this is a very uncomfortable situation for a lot of people. It's causing a lot of anxiety. It's causing a lot of angst. It's forcing us to make career changes, money decisions that are reflecting differently, potentially decisions in your love life that you just have either been putting off or you don't want to let go of. And that can become a very big block in your life, a very big hindrance, when you're just desperately holding on to something, a dynamic, not necessarily something, but you're desperately holding on to an old dynamic, when the universe is going, seriously, let go of this. This is not working for you. And we're like, yeah, but I like it. It's comfortable. I don't care. Let it go. Yeah, but it just, what happens if I let it go? Like, let it go. Just let it go. You know, it's this whole fight of letting it go. Even if opportunity starts to show itself, you're still like, yeah, but I just need to, your fingers are just, the tips of your fingers are still gripping it. Just don't want to let it go. Believe me, I've been in that situation right now where I just don't want to let some stuff go as far as career and that sort of thing goes. But there's definite opportunity in front of me. And I understand how it works, which is why I'm trying to help you through this as well. It's very hard to let go of what was working for you in the past. Even if it's no longer working for you, because there's hope that it will then again turn into this something. The past stuff seems to have stability attached to it, stable energy, which is more of an earth-based energy. And we're moving into more of a spiritual energy, which is more of a manifestation type. It's a lighter energy. So instead of having the stability there, which is more weighted, we are taking a chance on feeling a lighter energy in a way that there's different types of manifestation happening that we don't really trust yet, I guess I would say. So a lot of people are stuck in the non-trusting part. But it is extremely, extremely important for you to be releasing and letting go with this full moon. It's incredibly important in a way that I cannot even express. And that's why I actually did a money meditation for you, to help you understand how to work through letting go of old energy. Because, like I said, right now, you will stay stuck if you continue to carry this energetic weight with you. All energy holds a weight. Your love dynamics hold a certain weight to them. Your money dynamic holds a certain weight to you. And if you can't find balance within the weighted energy to where it feels balanced, then you become, you're dragging weight with you with your relationship. You're dragging weight with you with your money flow. And then it starts to affect those dynamics in a way that is not comfortable. You're maybe dragging career weight with you. And so it's really important from an energetic body standpoint to release that. So the money meditation, I actually help you walk back. Because another thing that people don't realize is, especially with this Venus in retrograde, some things you may have to walk way back. You may have to walk back to childhood, teenage years, to shift your dynamic, because this is an overhaul branding. This is a branding that's really going to be from who you were from birth in many, many cases. You're going to want to be restructuring and rebranding who you are. So in the money meditation, which will be separate, and if you're listening to this on iTunes or something, the only place you'll find the money meditation is on YouTube. So you'll want to go over there and find it. Then I actually walk you through some energy weight in helping you to release money energy weight and help you to get that money energy flowing properly and moving towards opportunity in the future. I want you to understand that there's opportunity over here in the future. There's weight over here in the past. So it's really important, if you want a shift, if you feel like your life needs a change, to be dropping this weight so that you can move towards opportunity, because opportunity is not going to meet you with the weight. You have to drop the weight to head towards opportunity. That's just non-negotiable. It's not going to allow you to bring this weighted energy with you. And so the first thing that we'll work on is the money energy, and dropping that weight. And we're going to now tune in to opportunity, and we're going to help align. I'm going to help you align with a new money frequency moving forward, because I think that that's a really important thing right now. And as I'm adjusting my frequency and I'm working through some stuff energetically, as you are, I'm going to be recording a lot of the techniques and visualizations that I'm personally using, and I'm going to give them to you and offer them to you. So definitely, if you like what I'm talking about, if you feel aligned with that, if you really want to work on rebranding some things, if you want to learn on shifting any energetic weight so that you're not moving it into this new frequency, if you want to work on releasing it and feeling lighter and having a better dynamic and not be so fearful of moving forward, you will want to like and subscribe for sure, so that you can have future videos on this. So hop on over to the money meditation and start working with that. Definitely comment and, you know, leave questions below if you have. I try to check back and make sure that I, you know, check in with you guys. And definitely give it a thumbs up if you're heading over to the money meditation, because I'd like to know how that's working for you. I think that it's something that you would want to do probably several times. It's not something that you just do once. I would do this over and over until you can start to feel that weight separate and dissipate from your current money situation, and you can start to feel an energy flow that feels lighter and more productive. And you might see, you know, different money things coming into your life just from working on that and releasing weight. And so that's going to be really cool and important. So we're going to start there, and then I'll be adding some other meditations and some things where we can work on releasing weight and moving forward. All right. Okay. Have the most amazing day, and we'll see you next time. Aloha. Bye.